Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. One of the lawyers in our brain trust. He's nationally recognized in a number of different areas and practices of law, especially in the area of intellectual property, especially in the area of capitalizing your business. He's the author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His newest one is Harvesting Intangible Assets, but he's got a re-release of one of his most important ones coming up real soon, if not already, Raising Capital. And he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. Good morning, everybody. And, just under a billion. I think it's a hair or two.
Yeah. In terms of numbers. Well, we'll put it over that number with the show today. So
that would be great.
We'll take care of that. So Raising Capital is coming out in the third edition?
Yeah, the third edition should be out any day. As our tradition, you are the first radio appearance that I'm doing talking about the third edition of Raising Capital. I could not be more excited about the timeliness of this book as the capital markets show, you know, little peaks of signs of life and activity. And so I'm hoping that the book sort of comes in right in the middle of the capital markets recovery that we're all beginning to experience here.
When you say capital markets recovery, tell us what you're seeing out there that's making you say that.
Sure. We start with the public capital markets because in many ways the private capital markets that small businesses and entrepreneurs are operating in are like a big brother, little brother relationship. You know, if the big brother goes out and shoots three baskets, the little brother's got to go out and shoot four. And,
right.
You know, it's been that way since I've been tracking the capital markets. So in the public markets, we all know, hopefully, if you're following, that the Dow and the NASDAQ are up, that many of the stocks are starting to show signs of life, that there's been some IPOs that have gotten out after 2 years of almost no IPOs whatsoever. And as we see a little bit more liquidity and stability and, dare I say, clarity in the markets, the private equity markets are feeling better about themselves and they want to go out and shoot four baskets.
I hope you're right. I hope the stock market is doing something of a positive nature for capitalism. But Andrew, I'm still a very, very staunch critic of Wall Street. And I've decided that Wall Street is only a leading indicator of itself, not of anything else, and it's only serving itself. And so what you're telling us is that hopefully the positive news on Wall Street might be causing other people to contribute to capitalism, because Wall Street sure isn't doing much of that. And so I hope you're right about that.
Well, you know, I agree with you mostly, but you know, when I talk about the capital markets in general, I'm not talking about Wall Street specific.
I mean, right.
There are,
I know,
many other players in the capital markets. I mean, last week I had a very nice dinner with an Midwest investment banker who's doing a lot of Midwest deals, and
yeah,
you know, deals are starting to get done, and that's creating liquidity.
And I'm very excited about that because what you just described is capitalism.
Oh yeah,
what's happening on Wall Street is not capitalism for the most part. Is trading.
Well, you know, you get, you know, hedge fund algorithm trading doesn't help Main Street one
that's,
bit.
That's exactly my point. Thank you.
I'm with you on that. I'm saying that, you know, look, so much of the capital markets is psychology. And when people start feeling good about capitalism again, money starts flowing into the markets, and that has a trickle-down effect on the private capital markets, which, you know, we'll turn to, you know, in the future segments of the show, because, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road for
right.
America's small businesses and
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what are you seeing from banks as it goes farther out? And now we're talking not so much just capital, but also borrowed capital. Are you seeing any improvement there?
I'll tell you, I kind of put the debt markets in a separate bucket because I still think we have a lot of work to do. I think a lot of the banks are still afraid of Dodd-Frank and the credit standards and tightening credit criteria.
Right. Mr. Cordray?
What's that? Yeah.
And they're afraid of Mr. Cordray?
Yeah. Can I tell you a quick funny story about that?
You have 30 seconds.
All right. So I was quoted recently by a media source as saying that the goalposts for getting access to credit had moved higher and narrower than they've ever been before, making a football analogy.
Yeah.
I was misquoted by the reporter as saying, Sherman says access to credit is like football goalposts being lower and wider than ever before.
Oh, my goodness.
I called her up. I said, you're not much of a football fan now, are you?
Let me tell you something. That was your mistake, though, by letting a reporter quote you. That's the, you know, these days, That's not a good idea. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get into this some more, folks, with our good friend Andrew Sherman. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.